If you enjoy watching waterfowl flying overhead, partial thanks should go to the nation's rice farmers, Rod Bain reports.
If you are seeing more waterfowl flying overhead during migration seasons, you can thank in part U.S. rice growers for that.
The findings of this report is so valuable because it's demonstrating what can happen, about what the promise of the partnership between farmers, conservationists, and when they come together, what can be delivered.
That's USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller on hand at the USDA patio in Washington, D.C. for an event with the U.S. Rice Federation and conservation group Ducks Unlimited, announcing a study that finds just how much replacing rice production land used in waterfowl habitat would cost in natural wetland habitat.
So beyond just the intrinsic value of the wildlife and having those working landscapes, we now can actually capitalize that and know it's $3.5 billion worth of services the rice growers are providing beyond the food and fiber they're producing on their operations.
And Dale Hull, the CEO of Ducks Unlimited, says this value is amplified significantly due to the loss of migratory bird habitat in recent years.
The last 3 years have been the highest years on record for numbers of birds nesting. Yet that occurred when we have lost 70% of our grassland nesting habitat and over 50% of our wetlands here in this country that the birds need as they migrate up and down the flyways. So the question is logically, why? The good news is that agriculture is the new habitat that is helping us a great deal there.
Agricultural lands like the rice fields in California's Central Valley, the Mississippi Alluvial Valley, and the Gulf Coast. And in the north, the wheat fields in the Northern Plains and the Canadian Wheat Belt. But Dr. Mark Petrie of Ducks Unlimited, who headed this study, notes,
they basically have 50% of all the ducks, but what's really important to recognize is virtually all U.S. rice production occurs within the boundaries of those joint ventures. So there's obviously a very strong link between duck populations and rice.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.